Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We tone everything down, get everything right. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Won't. All right. So the personal cost of shipping and handling. What do y'all know? We know how much it costs to go online and buy, I don't know, a pair of headphones, a phone, a TV, a lamp, piece of furniture, an electronic device, clothing, white watch, accessory, anything that we want online. That's the way that a lot of people go nowadays. A lot of people don't go into the stores to actually buy anything. They buy it online. And we know that added in to the price of whatever the item costs is the price of shipping and handling. The price that it costs to send it to you. For a lot of websites, for a lot of stores, they will include shipping and handling for free. Now, of course, if you're smart or if you're a thinking person, you know that the price that it costs to ship you the item is probably already included with the cost of the item. So it looks like you're being shipped the item for free, but in all reality, for the low price that it costs to ship it to you, they probably included that in the price as well. So what you don't see makes you feel good about not having to pay. It's a very, very good marketing tool, and it's how Amazon.com has created created themselves as a super fire of super powerful force. I would say a super force in the retail industry. I mean, what's bigger than Amazon.com? It was 100% online retail at one time. Now they actually have stores that you can go into and stores that you can go to return items that have been shipped to you that may not have been to your satisfaction, or maybe they were damaged, or whatever the case may be. You want to send it back, and you find that either you can send it back for free or it costs you a fee to send it back. If you've ever shipped things to people, you know that you've either had to pay the price that it costs to ship them the item, or you included that in the price that you gave them. It can make a difference between whether somebody wants to do business with you or not. It can. And that's no more evident in some recent things that I've thought about buying online. I've noticed that the shipping costs are like really, really high now, especially after the pandemic. Before the pandemic, and actually during the pandemic, like in 2020, for the whole 2020, it didn't cost a lot of money to have anything sent to you, shipped to you. Didn't cost a lot of money at all. A lot of times it was free. Now, getting it there on time when it was supposed to get to you, that was like hell on earth because, you know, COVID situation and so many things were being lost in the mail because they just weren't enough people physically working at the places where shipping shipping was done. So after the pandemic, when inflation went through the roof, you'll notice that a lot of places that were offering free shipping and handling aren't offering free shipping and handling. And a lot of places that previously had shipping costs for very cheap, now they are charging an exorbitant amount of money, an astronomical amount of money Like I went online to see a pair of shoes. Was it a pair of shoes or something? I wasn't really thinking about buying it, but I'm looking at the shipping cost. Some of them were like, oh, you know what it was. You know what it was. I know what it was. I needed a car part for my car. I needed a car part for my car. I couldn't find it at the junkyard. I couldn't find it at any of these aftermarket auto parts places. And I found one that would ship me the item. And the item itself was light. I don't think that the item weighed more. Maybe a cell phone, but definitely not as much as this drink. It didn't weigh this much. They wanted $50 for the item, and they wanted, are you ready? Are you ready? They wanted $70 or $80, something. It was above $70 to ship it. To say that was ridiculous is an understatement. But basically, it was deceptive pricing, letting you know that they're really charging you $140 for the item. Yeah, it's not worth that, but because it's a rare item and you need it bad, this is how much it's going to cost. Because the item, in all reality, from what I know about how much it costs to ship an item that might be a pound or two, it won't even cost you $5. No, it will not. But they wanted $70 for the item, more than what the item costs. All right. Now I'm saying all of that. I'm setting this all up to talk about you. What does it cost to get you where you want to be in your life? What are your personal costs of shipping and handling? And would somebody go through your personal catalog and make the decision to ship you or pay the cost of your shipping and handling for your love, for your education, for your housing, for your trust, for your honesty? Your personal shipping and handling cost, how much would a person have to pay? Would they turn their nose up at the price, or would they say, oh, yeah, I'll definitely pay that? So what I'm really asking is, how hard or easy do you make it to get you where you want to be, to send you where the place is that you want to go? Not necessarily away from somebody, but, you know, your goals, your aspirations, your ideas, your dreams, what's another synonym for what I'm trying to say? You know, how much would a person, how much aggravation, irritation, how much work would a person have to put in order to give you what you want, get you where you want to be, set you in a place where it's comfortable for you? For example, ladies, a lot of ladies want to get married, and maybe they have found a man that they would like to marry. Well, you know, a lot of men want to get married, but a lot of men are hesitant about getting married. A lot of men are apprehensive about getting married. A lot of men are reluctant to get married because in today's society, you have to think that almost at the same time that you're thinking about marriage is the same time that you have to be thinking about divorce. So that marriage proposal coming into fruition of an actual wedding ceremony, what would be the cost of shipping and handling to get you there? What would a man have to do? What would he have to consider? What would he have to pay in order to get you where you wanted to be in a marriage? The throes of holy matrimony. if this is something we have to think about it, think about. I'm just talking about it in a metaphorical sense, putting it in a marriage sense. How much would it cost, sister? How easy or hard would you make it for a man to send you into holy matrimony? Shipping and handling costs. Would he be able to look at your personal catalog and say, this is a pretty good price. This is almost Amazon.com. This is almost free shipping and handling. Or would he have to say, this is a heavy item. A lot of weight. How much is it per pound? Can we even get this on the scale? Oh, it comes a lot of things come with this with this item. I'm not only shipping that item, I got 3 or 4 kids shipping with it. Young kids, impressionable children, school age. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. She ain't paid no bills in a while. She comes in the red. Credit score. She in the 3s and 4s in credit. She don't pay her bills. So she's coming to me. In order for us to get our financial situation, I'm going to have to fix hers first. This woman don't even pay her Netflix bill. God damn, your Netflix late? Oh, you using somebody else's password for your Netflix. Damn. I said, damn. Shipping and handling. How much would it cost for you to handle that situation? Shipping and handling. Got a lot of weight. Putting a lot of weight on that scale. It's going to cost you a lot to ship it out. Or should I say, to get it to where it wants, going to cost a lot. Oh, we haven't even talked about the emotional toll. You know, I love my baby, but she a pain in the ass. I love my baby, but she a pain in the ass. I love my baby, she a pain in the ass. Always got something to say. Always trying to sass. Don't show no respect. Coming at my neck. And only thing she really want from me is a check. And we can't connect on the mental plane. Yeah, my baby is crazy, driving me insane. I was doing well for myself, but I wanted her, and it's bad for my health. And I feel like it's even bad for my wealth. And I feel like I got to do something for self. I don't know if I can ship this item FedEx or UPS. I feel like I was coasting, doing quite well. But now I'm in a whole bunch of mess, and I didn't stress. I think I should run, but I kind of want to stay. But goddamn, I can't pay these shipping handling costs. No, not for real, not today. I might have to get another job, get another shrink, get another way of living, and another way to think. Yo, these costs are high, and I don't know if I should give this shit a try. I'm by myself, but I want to be a 2, and I really wanted to do it with you. But these shipping and handling costs, that shit's costing me. I don't know if I can do. You know what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying? The personal cost of your shipping and handling. And that marriage example was just an example. Because, ladies, you can flip it the same way. When you know, if you've ever believed in a man's potential, if you've ever seen, if you've ever been able to peel back the layers of all of the craziness and messiness that is a part of him, and been able to see, like, yo, there's a good man in there. There's a good man in there. It's like trying to get to the middle of a blooming onion, baby. You know, a blooming onion that you get at the Outback Steakhouse. It's a blooming onion, you know what I mean? To get to the middle of that blooming onion, not that there's anything great there, but, you know, it really is just an onion that looks oversized and, you know, I mean, whatever. It's a tasty item, and I don't even like onion rings, but it's a tasty item. But you might have to peel it back like a blooming onion in order to see the good that's in the center. Do you have what it takes to do that? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? You know, so ladies, you might be dealing with a man who's coming with a considerable amount of baggage, literally. And what I mean by literally is like, you might have let this man come and stay with you, and he literally brought bags of clothes, bags of, you know, his toiletries and shit like that. He ain't got nothing. So you starting off with a man who ain't got nothing. So guess who got to have something in order for you to deal with somebody who has nothing? Well, the answer is you. Just in case you was going to come up with another answer, no, the answer is you. So the high cost, the cost of shipping and handling, this shit rare. This shit rare, baby. It's too rare. So do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to pay the personal cost of shipping and handling, trying to help somebody get to where they want to be, trying to help somebody get to where y'all want to be? How much would it cost? The financial toll, the emotional toll, the mental toll, the physical toll. Would it be, have you ever, let me ask y'all this. Have you ever needed something in a shorter time than it would have taken to have gotten to you? So you went and got it your goddamn self. I have. In 1998, I bought this sectional, sofa sectional. You know, I bought it from IKEA. And IKEA wasn't going to deliver the item until a date that I didn't want to wait for. And I didn't want to wait because I had already broken up and gotten rid of my couch. So I wasn't going to be sitting on the floor and entertaining company on the floor, none of that. That wasn't going to happen. So I had a truck at the time with a flatbed at the time. Not a flatbed, but a bed. You know, it was a truck, a full-size truck. So I went and got my shit. I said, well, where's the warehouse? Because it was a certain cost for delivery. I was like, how y'all charging for delivery? It's furniture. Who goes to a furniture store and carries home like a whole living room set? Who does that? I said, nah, forget about that cost and forget about that time. So I had to go pick up. I went to the IKEA warehouse. It was somewhere out there in the county, out there in Montgomery County, and I went out there and got my couch, took it home, took it up the steps. It was better that way anyway because the way that my apartment was set up, it would have been hard to get it up into the place anyway. So they would have wound up leaving it on the sidewalk for me to try to get it into my apartment in some kind of way. Cause we had to actually hoist it up to the, through the window. I lived on the third floor. I had to, you know, get my muscles into it. I'm up there. You know what I mean? Like Anchorman, you know what I mean? I'm pulling the couch with a whole sectional up to the third floor and then through the window. We had to take the entire window out to get it up in that moment because it wouldn't make the turns in this triplex that I was living in. It wasn't going to make the turns. It had been tried and true and proven. All right. So if you know what it's like to have to go get something to cut costs or time, then you know what I'm talking about. The personal cost of shipping and handling. So what I saved in shipping and handling from IKEA, it was a leather couch set. It was a leather sectional. It was the only thing I ever bought from IKEA that I didn't have to put together myself. You know how IKEA is. It's a bunch of Legos. Remember how popular IKEA used to be? Everybody was going to IKEA. You would go to IKEA, you would see people in there. It used to be full to capacity. I don't even think everybody was buying anything. You know, it was like self-serve at the checkout. It was crazy. You go in there, you see a nice little lamp, Chinese lamp or some shit like that. You got to go home and it'd be like A, B, C. You had to put the thing together. You know what I'm talking about. All right, Joe. So we're talking about the personal cost of shipping and handling. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show, we are talking about the personal cost of shipping and handling. How much would it cost to get you where you want to be? The personal cost of shipping and handling. Now, can you see? Do you want to be with your P-A-Y, the C-O-S-T? Well, Let's talk about it tonight. I hope y'all understand the concept. And y'all smart, so, you know. I'm pretty sure y'all can figure it out. That's for real, no doubt. All right, y'all. So let's get it popping. Shall we? Shall we get it popping? T. Carry, right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And me, a Cunningham. Goddamn, thanks for coming on through. Thanks for staying true. No scam. All right, let me see what y'all are saying. Let me hold you down. All right. Good looking out, me, ah. Okay. She says, wow, this topic got me in thought. Yeah, the trouble, all of the things that you make a person, the hoops that you make them jump through, the mazes that you make them run through in order for them to help you or give you something that you said that you wanted. How much it costs? What is running you? You know what I mean? That's all I want to know. What run you right now? What run you right now? Serious shit. And you may have overcharged some people in your life. And you might be willing to overcharge some people in your life if you know that you don't really want to be, you don't really want to go where they want you to go, or you don't want them to help you to go where you want to go. You know? You're moving to Chicago, but only you're moving to Chicago. You're going to Chicago to seek a new life, a better life, a different life. They're like, all right, I can get you there and I'll be there soon. And you're like, no, you can't go. You can stay with me while I'm here in Philadelphia, but when I go to Chicago, you can't go. Sometimes you might be in a situation where you might not want to admit that. That's a personal situation. I know everybody on this show is super, super honest and straightforward, and we would never lead anybody on to make them believe that we are not in the type of relationship that they think that we are. We would never do that. But for the people who would do that, like my daddy always taught me, if you wanna get a man off of a job, if you wanna fire a man without having to fire him, give him or her a job that they can't do. Give them a job that they can't do, and then you can fire them because they didn't do it. Well, yeah, I gave you these tasks. You ain't do them. Blah blah blah. Gotta get them on up out of there. Get them out of there. You're out of here on some Harry Callis shit. Out of here. That ball is out of here. Here, Chase Utley, you are the man. Mia says, sometimes the convenience, I think you're saying, sometimes the convenience of shipping isn't convenient when you are in a hurry or if you need time or if you need time constraints. Okay. T. Carey Wright says, free shipping isn't always a benefit. Sometimes it forces you to wait longer for what you want or as you wrote, for what you can't. With a Q. Okay. Or maybe the items are poorly packed. Okay. All right. T. Carey Wright also says, sometimes we pay for expedited shipping only to find out that we don't like what was received and you can't get the shipping cost back. Okay. All right. Mia says, exactly. You pay high fees and can't recoup none of it. Wow. Mia also says, sometimes what you think you want ain't it once you get it. It's like, I was hype over this or hype over you. TK Wright says, my move to PA had a high cost. Okay. Mia said, I messed that comment all the way up. Don't even worry about it. I'm on it. I know. I understand the fat finger problems, the fat finger issues. You got big fingers. You got a small keyboard. You got big fingers. You got a small keyboard. You got big fingers. Fat fingers. Big fingers. Puffy fingers, but a small little keyboard can barely see the letters. Yo, one day you're going to get better at it. I wish I could just close my eyes and know where the letters and numbers are, but my surprise is that I haven't been able to do it like a keyboard. You know, back in the day when you learned typing, you was hyping yourself up. You could just type without looking, but you can't do that shit with a keyboard. Yo, that shit is hard. You know. I said, you know, the personal cost of shipping and handling, baby. How much does it cost? How much would it cost to get you where you want to be? Get you to where you want to be. Get. Hey, yo, I see that my man Keith is trying to call into the show. Keith, this is what I want you to do. Instead of calling the show, call my phone. Call my phone, dog. Because this Blog Talk thing ain't working for us. But if you call my phone, we can get it popping. Call my phone, doggy. Yeah, he about to call me too. Oh, he about to call me too. Hey, yo, son, hurry up and call me. Hey, yo, son, hurry up and call me. Yo, my man, he calling me right now. He calling me. I'm gonna put it on speaker. Y'all should be able to hear it. All right. My dog, what's good?
What's great?
All right. Let me make sure my people on the line can hear me. Yo, can y'all hear me? I mean, y'all hear him? I think they do. So what's up, man? What's up? You heard what we was talking about. You heard what we were talking about. So what are your thoughts on the situation?
It's a ripoff, man. Pay that extra cost and can't get what you want on time and can't get your money back. That's on the ripoff, man. You'd be like, all right, you know, I wanted the iPhone bad. You know, you got to pay that extra money to get that iPhone. And once you get that iPhone, you know, you'd be like, you want it overnight. It's like $30 to overnight it to you, and it still don't come.
Right.
To the following 2 days later when you can have free shipping, but they don't understand that. So, yeah, you get ripped off.
Okay. So, you know. But what we're talking about is, like, your personal cost of shipping and handling. So we're talking about how much it would cost for you to get somebody where they want to be in their lives. Like, let's say you was dealing with a woman, you know, and she, you know, you wanted to be with her. You know, maybe she wanted to get married. Maybe you wanted to get married. Maybe she wanted to go back to school. Maybe you wanted to help her get to where she wanted to be. You wanted to help her out. You wanted to look out for the cookout. So that would be your shipping and handling cost. You know what I'm saying? So would it cost you a lot financially to get her where she wanted to be, to the point where you would have to second guess or second think whether you wanted to help her out, or would she be so irritating to you? You know what I mean? Would she be so fussy and so messy to the point where you might start thinking like, yo, I don't know if I get her to where she wants to be, is it going to be worth it? Am I even going to want to be with her or whatever? Is she going to be thankful for it? Am I even going to be thankful to myself for looking out? You understand what I'm saying? So that's why we're calling it the personal cost of shipping and handling. You got me? You got me, son? Do you?
I got you, son. You know, I got you on that joint, my dear. Don't even worry about this. I'll meet you with this joint. Listen, right? So at the cost of that, hell no, man. Shipping and handling cost you that much. What's wrong with you? You can't get COPD. Cash on delivery. Hell no, ain't that happening? What's wrong with you, man? These too crazy. People cost too much. People know what they doing. No sirree. Like no. Plus, you know, marriage now is not marriage. It's a business. You got to come to something with. You know, to bring your financial to the table.
Okay.
You gotta have, you know what I mean? You just can't marry just to say I'm in love no more. You gotta see what the equals is. You know what I mean? How you marry somebody with a 99 credit score and you sitting up at a 625?
You said 625 like that's getting you somewhere. but it's gonna beat the hell out of not what'd you say, 99?
99.
Yeah, it's going to be a little better than that. I mean, for a 600 credit score, you'll at least be able to get like a $300 limit secured credit card or something like that. What's that card? Russell Simmons. Yeah. What was it called?
Nexman it was
something like. You know, his brand was Fat Farm, so it was something like
the Rush Card.
Rush Card, yeah, you can get a Rush Card, baby. You can get a Rush Card.
Like finances and we need to be COPD. I mean, you know, cash on delivery. You ain't got to bring that back. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, for now, because you never know what somebody gaming you up. You know what I mean? They can ride out with you. Then just to say, if you was to put the person to where they want to move, and then when they get there, then, you know, they kick the balls back out of you. You know what I mean? Then you be singing like, yo, what's up, MG? Look at that girl, they car rock fan. You know what I'm saying?
She's so stuck like, up.
Yeah, see, man, you know. So you know I'm like straight coming, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, come downstairs and kick the fucking cat. Yeah, bobblehead, boobblehead, you know, some more crazy. But anyway, you know, I'm just saying, like, regular personal. We'll be talking about shipping and handling for people, man. It's a game, you know, unless you know it's deep for real and 100% down with you and to really understand, because everybody looking for a come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. So, but in relationships, we looking for a come up too. So although you might look at it like helping her, or helping him, whatever the case may be, in the case that you're a woman, you might look at it like, that's going to help me also. But will it be worth it? will I even feel like it was help to me or the whole situation if this person is making it hard for me to help them? You know, have you ever had somebody make it hard to help them? They want you to jump through hoops. They want you to do backflips and all of this kind of stuff in order to help them. Have you ever dealt with anybody like that?
I just got out of one.
Okay.
I just got out of one. I mean, everything was about them. And it's like, I think people don't realize, like an incident. I took her to D.C. with me for a five-day John. We got into an altercation because, you know, she was having problems pulling up the PR code to look at the menu. And I was like, yo, you got it yet? And this month, like, she snapped in the store. And then, like, oh, it's over. I said the conversation over. Like, yo, who the hell is you talking to? Like, no, wait, hold on. At the end of the day, you know, my license says grown-ass man on it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm grown just like you grown. So nothing you do. Like, the craziest part, like, I got an incident for you. Help me out with this one. And you say things like that. Yo, we was about to
pocketbook. You was about to what?
I carry my pocketbook. I said, just bring your wallet. Bless you. I said,
bless
just
you
bring
too.
Your wallet. She was like, okay. So when we got in the restaurant, I paid for the meal. So my man was in there. He was like, well, why'd you pay for the meal? Because he said, bring my wallet. And when a man tells you to bring their wallet, that means pay for the meal. I was like, but that's not the issue. You said you didn't want to take your big-ass pocketbook. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would I ask you to pay for something? And so it came into like a whole grievance. Like, you can't help people. Like, she doesn't want help. Like, every time we went somewhere, she would throw the money to the Uber. She didn't want you to buy her dinner. She didn't want nobody to hold nothing on her. You know, it was a, like, you know, you were just there and you was out with one of your homies. But what pissed me off, though, I'm going to tell you, this is the correct up part. Yo, so took out the dinner for the first time, went to eat. I paid for the joint. So one night we was chilling in the city. So I was like, yo, let's go to the joint right there. Let's go. We're going to run up and chill. So I went in Chili's, you know me. I was like, yo, give me the shrimp and chicken pasta. Put some extra shrimp in it. She going to ask the waitress how much is the extra strips. Not strips, but strips. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, where we do that at? Like, just like we talking about $6. Like, are you serious? I'm like, I can't do this. Like, this is not going to work for me. So, yeah, like, helping people don't always mean that you're helping people because they don't want the help.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, like, look how many women out here say, I want a good man. I want a man that got a job. I want a man that got a house. I want a man that's goddamn stability and everything. And then when they get that man, they don't know what to do with that man because he's a cornball. You know what I mean? He come home every day, come home, come to go to work, come home, chill, and return. Then y'all can see him as a cornball. But then the knucklehead out on the street, that's the nigga that type of y'all want. Like, it's crazy because we all say we want a good woman. We do.
Yeah, but good women come in different shapes, sizes, and colors, and also different feelings. So what might be good for one man might not be so good for the next man. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, you ever deal with a chick that just broke up with somebody and the whole conversation was all about her ex and she couldn't figure out why her ex didn't want to be with her no more? You know what I mean? That shit like a turnoff. Like, yo, like, seriously? Like, you need to go back with home because you're not over them yet, but you're trying to move on to a relationship, something else, because still talking about your ex.
Well, she's still talking about her ex. You know what that kind of means to me? It sounds like her ex is still paying shipping and handling costs, and they're trying to transfer it over to you. You paying? Imagine what your shipping and handling costs are going to be to get her away from her ex, to ship her from her ex to you, because she ain't all the way there to you yet. You know what I mean? You still waiting. So
Leave on curve, and move on. Next, because we ain't trying to do all that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't compete. I'm not competing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Treat it like Amazon. Leave it at the door and keep moving.
Yeah, let one of the neighbors steal it up from off of your step or something like that. You know what I mean? They'll send you another one. You ain't got to pay for it. You know what I mean?
I ain't even gonna call the call the loss of sound department, man. You know what I mean? Man, we used to do so much stuff, but you know, just in general, man, shipping costs and handling people fees and what you call, I just think that all people, we just need to be kind and courteous to each other out here now, because this world today is, it's just fucked up with standards. We're always trying to get over. You know what I mean? It ain't out there to be the truth no more. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It is what it is. Like, it's a heartbreaker feeling, man. That, like, the world is changing every day by the day. It's changing now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I agree. There is a lot. It does seem like there's a lot going on nowadays that you have to deal with that you may not have had to deal with in the same way previously. But, you know, when you want something with somebody or you want something for somebody and you're willing to put in the work that it takes in order to help them get there or to send them there on your own, you know, that's when we're talking about the personal cost of shipping and handling. And we're talking about that even if we're talking about ourselves. We have things that we want to do. We would have places that we want to go. We have ways that we want to be and goals that we want to achieve. So if we make it hard for somebody to help us out, like, all right, yeah, not only do I need your money, but I need you to drive from Chestnut Hill to South Philly and then out from South Philly, I need you to come all the way back down to Bucks County. But don't take 95. I don't want you to take the fast way. I want you to go all the way to 76 and go up Route 1 on Roosevelt Boulevard. That way, I want you to go that way to Bucks County. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all of this to do what? You know,
right.
Like, if you want somebody, if your car battery is dead and you want somebody to give you a jump, but you ain't got no jumper cables, you don't know how to open up the hood of your car, you got a problem, because the person that might, you know, want to help you out and give you a jump, they got to do more than just give you a jump. They got to teach you everything and provide, you know, more of their time and effort in order to help you. So the cost of your personal shipping and handling is higher than most people are going to pay. So they're going to look at that $70 shipping and handling cost and be like, nah, I'm good. I'll, man.
For 45 one. I got you.
Remember how big of a deal it used to be to break a 20 or break a $100 bill? You know what I mean? If you really didn't want to break a bill, somebody asking you to break that bill was like, yo, man, forget it. You know what I mean? Like, nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Only because they didn't understand that you didn't want to break that bill. It's not that you didn't have the money, but you knew if you broke that bill, you was breaking into another set of money that you didn't want to go to. You understand what I mean? Like, the other money was what you was willing to spend. When you broke that 100 or you broke that 20, it was like,
it's a wrap.
Because that's your alarm. That 20 or that 100 or that 50, that was your alarm. Like, yo, this is when you're not supposed to spend no more. Because you said.
You wasn't going to break that 100.
You wasn't going to break that 100. And now somebody is pushing you to break that 100. It wouldn't matter if they only wanted $1 or $2 off the 100. So you're going to have 98, but the bottom line is you have crossed over into the area of spending that you said that you didn't want to do.
I don't know, but remember back in the day when you used to date somebody and they always found you on a broke week and you used to take them to the restaurant and you let them eat and you get like a salad or a side dish or or something drink, because you might not start. You had enough money to get it, and then come when the bill comes to like 35 and some change, you be like, damn, I had 50. I should have got them wings. I was hungry as shit.
Look, I did that one time when I was a young boy, and I learned if you don't have enough money to go out, stay your ass in the crib, because it's not a good look, because you got to have money for the meal, and you got to have money for the tip. So if you ain't got it like that, you're going to look worse than if you acted cheap and said you didn't want to go out in the first place. Stay your ass in the crib. Fix her a meal. Order some Chinese food and add some extra seasoning to it or whatever. Make, you know what I mean? Do something creative that will impress her, because she ain't going to be impressed by you ordering the menu like, no, don't order that. Don't order that, shorty. Nah. And no drinks. No drinks with this meal.
No drink.
I got a six pack in the car.
Hey, yo, it was cool though, because like when you met girls at 15th and Market at the close friend, you thought you was grown. Going to the movies, going down to the arcade, you spending your money in the arcade, taking the pictures. Like the pictures, the name belts in the pictures, they got you in trouble. Like a mug. You remember the name belt. Oh, let's switch our belt. Yeah, you wear my name, I wear yours. You steal DNA right there. You pay for somebody else's personal delivery stuff. Look at it. Think about it. You walking around with Shamika on your name belt. You know what I mean? And you trying to talk to Kim in school.
Yo, so you mean to tell me somebody fooled your little 11, 12-year-old ass in the switching up their name belt?
Oh, yeah. Everybody used to do it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they
didn't. I just don't know what you was trying to protect. You was trying to please that girl. I got one that really, really, really make you laugh. You really want to laugh? Yo, you remember school, and when you got to high school, you wanted to talk to this girl just before cell phone pages and everything, and you had to go home, and you had to keep checking the phone to make sure nobody was on the phone, because you were waiting for that most important phone call for that you all day, and you was waiting and waiting, and kind of find out she gave you a 976 number. Y'all remember that?
Something like that. Something like that. Listen, I didn't get a whole lot of wrong numbers in my day, but when I did get a wrong one, I used to, you know, I had been trained to find that out on the spot. So if they wrote their number down, I used to be like, yo, what'd this say? And they'd be like, let me see. No, what's the number? So I would kind of catch them right then and there, like, you know, we're not gonna be wrong numbering. But that ain't happened to me too much anyway, because I was so fly as a teenager that no girl would ever give me a wrong number, like ever.
Oh, shit. I had to get that one.
Look, I put that on my furry Kango, my blue furry Kango. That ain't getting no wrong numbers.
With the blue bomber that matched? I got you.
No, it was a blue sheepskin. Blue sheepskin. All right. Look, man.
With the Paul Mary?
Nah, I never had a pair of Paul Marys. I ain't like that shit. Like, look, I need a belt with my shit. I don't know. That French cut shit, I wasn't feeling it.
I never had a pair. I never owned a pair of Paul Marys.
Look, they look fly on some people, but nah, I'm good.
But, you know, just, like, even your homies, though. Like, one of your homies, your best friend, you know, you pay for their personal bullshit that they go through. You know what I mean? Like, so it just ain't women and men. It's men and men, women and women. You pay, like, you know, you ever notice, you always go out with this nigga ain't got, never got no money, but he always want to hang out with you. You know what I mean? And be up with you on. And you order all this stuff, and you gotta pay for these drinks and shit. So at the end of the day, you really paying for people's personal stuff and everything just to hang out, for them to hang out.
That's a good example. That is definitely shipping and handling right there. That is definitely shipping. You dealing with a broke nigga that want to smoke, that want to drink, and that want to get ass, and he ain't got no money.
Right.
Yep. You can have a wingman. I don't know if that's a wingman. That might not be a wingman. That might be like a drumstick or a flat. You know, it's half a wing. It's like a flat.
Yeah. That's a fucking noodle, man. Let's get this shit right. Ain't no wing. He a noodle. Noodle. You know what I mean? Like, so a straight noodle, man. Go up in a stinger and everything, and you ain't got no money or trying to get up in no point. You know what I mean? I'm going to hit you back with the old Jones. You know what I mean? Trying to get up in the jaw, hanging at Studio 37, and you ain't got the cover charge to get through the door. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. Like, seriously? But shipping and handling right there, you know what I'm saying, when you look at it. So it's many a thing of shipping and handling. Like your child shipping and handling you every time. Shit, they rob us like crazy.
They do.
Kids rob you.
They do.
That's shipping and handling. Oh.
They do. Well, you know, that's actually a good example. Children paying their shipping and handling costs, because that's a lifetime commitment. And depending on, you have a lot of children that you want things for that they don't want for themselves. And that can really drain you financially and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's your people right there. Your eggs are all in that basket. I don't care how many children you have. Each child is like having all of your eggs in that one basket. You know, because when their time comes, whether it's graduation, whether it's getting married, whether it's some kind of monumental moment in their lives, you're going to want to be there, and you're going to give that time all of your attention and maybe your money and your resources. So that's a lot for shipping and handling, all for them to act like you was never there for them sometimes, or that you never did nothing for them sometimes, or that you treated somebody better than them sometimes. So that can be children can definitely be a high cost to pay. Or sometimes they just don't appreciate the time, the effort, and the work that you've put in order to try to help them get to where they often said they wanted to be. All right, yeah, you said you wanted to go to this college, you wanted to take this major. So you send your child to this private school, this school, you took out all kinds of loans, all kinds of, you done got the church to donate, gave them, got some scholarships there. You done went to the NAACP. You know, you don't fuck with them like that. You done got them to give you some money. You done, you know, had a fund at your job. You done sold candy. You done stole money from Girl Scout cookies, everything, in order to get your child into the school or whatever they wanted to do, all for them to either fuck up in the first or second year, or to get pregnant when they went there. Yeah, you got pregnant your first semester, came home, baby. Talk about I'm going back later. What? You going back later? Shit. You and your baby going to have, you going to have this baby right next semester. What you talking about? You and the baby going to school. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, mine's in therapy now. I cut off at the age of 21. I took out the dinner. I took her with that FOMO, FOHO, FOGO. I took her there, spending about $200. We eat, we had drinks, and I was like, happy birthday, Merry Christmas. This is it. It gets no more. You are 100% cut off. It's all about my granddaughter now. And she said, oh, I got to see a therapist. You sure do. Might as well take your ass on going to see a therapist. Because you ain't getting nothing out of me no more. It's about the grand now. You know? So, yeah, I mean, when they buy you stuff, they don't buy stuff like they do for the other people. They go to Five Below.
Yo, man, it was a pleasure having you on the show tonight. We got to get on the body here. But, yo, I'm going to holler at you later, man. Good looking out.
All right, son.
All right,
later.
Man. Peace. It feels so good taking a caller and have the caller call you back. And that's a fact. It feels so nice having somebody to call to this goddamn show. All right, y'all. That's my man. You know what I mean? I'm glad he came in and took us back to where we wanted to be. One more time. But yeah, man, you know, wrapping this thing up, talking about the personal cost of shipping and handling. I think y'all pretty much got the concept of what we were trying to convey tonight, what we were trying to talk about. It can take a really, really big toll on the future of your efforts, the future of your efforts, looking at the cost of shipping and handling. Because once you get jerked and shitted on with the cost of shipping and handling, once you really get monumentally shitted on with the cost of shipping and handling, you'll be watching and auditing the cost of shipping and handling for the rest of your days, because it has a lot to do with your trust. It has a lot to do with your love. It has a lot to do with your loyalty, your dedication. How far am I willing to go in before I can be guaranteed of my return or of a return? Those are the prices of shipping and handling. I did everything for this person, and they didn't even give me so much as a thank you. Price of cost of the cost of shipping and handling. Yeah. I thought when we got married that things would get better, because she was saying that she was holding out, that certain things she wouldn't do for her man, but there are certain things that she would do for her husband. So I married her thinking that, you know, she would come through and act like a good wife. Price of shipping and handling. The cost of shipping and handling. I bet you I'll be watching that cost next time. I bet you I will. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do the damn thing. Yeah, let's get it out. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious April 11th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Felisa Roche. Happy birthday to you, Felicia Roche, and also Siobhan Muse. Go get her, my girl, Siobhan Muse. And also Delaine Jones, turning 54 years old today, and Lynn Williams, turning 54 years old today also. And Ryan C. Posey, turning 38 years old today. And Ivy Summons Johnson, turning 44 years old today. And Paulette Myers, my girl Paulette Myers. Hold on. And last but not least, my man Bobby Romero. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up on this glorious, glorious April 11th. Go ahead and turn up. But don't turn them too loud. Just turn them loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. The price of cost of shipping and handling can be astronomical. It can weigh a lot on your wallet, a lot on your bank account, a lot on your heart, a lot on your mind, a lot in your feelings. Hey, I hope that you get yours. I hope that everything is delivered safely and soundly for you, wherever you send it to. Because oftentimes where we're sending it to is right back to ourselves. Because I'm making my way back to you, girl, with a burning heart desire. You know how I go, baby. We done all paid the cost of shipping and handling. How much did some of us pay? Sometimes the cost of shipping and handling broke some of us. And sometimes it broke some of us. It broke us financially. And sometimes it broke us emotionally. But still we rise, and still we cut pies, and still we hang out with the girls and guys, and still we gonna make sure we do it again, and still we try to make lovers and friends, and still we gonna get off the pot or shit. We got a lot of things out there that we can get, and we know that the cost we have to pay, we gotta pay a lot or a little, at least someday, but some way, and I know that someday we gonna have to get our things. And we're going to live like queens and kings. You know we are. You know that we rise up in the sky like stars. And you know that we shine bright. You know we're going to get it right. You know that the game's tight. You know it's the same, right? We all have done this thing. And we're going to do that shit again. But I'm going to see you tomorrow with 7 again. And I hope to see you here, my friend. All y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Please make sure that y'all hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I'm going to get back at y'all, though. You think I'm not when I am? You think I won't? What? I said, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me get this right. Get it right.